Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And we now have an official cause of death for Richard Lewis. Dean?
Yeah, they announced this yesterday. The officials announced it yesterday. Or really what had been announced by his representation, but now officially by the city that issued a death certificate saying that it was cardiac arrest that took Richard's life. They listed Parkinson's disease as a secondary cause of death. Last night on Curb Your Enthusiasm, I don't know if you saw, Richard was featured prominently in the episode, but they had a picture of him before and after the episode took place that said, you know, in memory of Richard Lewis with his dates of birth and death. Mm. So they paid tribute to him in a nice way on Curb last night. He died last Wednesday at his home in Los Angeles, 76 years old.
Yeah, I have that on my DVR. I want to watch that. I was wondering how they were going to address that issue. I think he filmed some more episodes, didn't he? Or was that the last one he did?
No, I'm told that he's going to be featured throughout the final. This is the final season of Curb that he's going to be featured throughout. But it was more than a little eerie, just, you know, given that he was just in the news a couple of days ago with his death.
Right.
And, you know, now featured in this episode, arguing with Larry, you know, the usual, you know, the demeanor between both of them. And at one point, I think it was Larry, David, who said that he was going to write him, into his will, out of his will. I mean, I mean, there was talk about death during it. So.
Last week, yes, that was very eerie. That really was. And, you know, people were speculating when Larry David said this would be the last season because he's kind of hinted at that before and then come back. And I think with his good friend Richard passing away, this will be it for that series, don't you think?
I agree. Yeah, I think this is definitely going to be it. And you can kind of see it in some of the storylines. They're bringing back some classic things. They're wrapping things up in the most outrageous way. I know some people can't stand the show because Larry David is such a despicable personality, but it's a character. It's just part of the humor of it all, I guess.
It does take a while to get into the series, no question. All right, now for today's episode of How is Taylor Swift Gonna Make More Money This Week?
Oh, brother. I sent this story to you earlier, and I just got another update of the genius marketing. Taylor Swift's got a new album that's coming out on April the 19th. Since we announced this a couple of weeks ago, she's already released two limited edition albums, versions of that album that have come out. And then yesterday she announced a third limited edition album with a song called Black Dog on it. And they say that this will be the last limited edition version that will be coming out. If you're a fan, you can pre-order this until Wednesday. But like I said, everything's coming out on April the 19th. But since then, they just announced this morning that there is now a trailer out there for Taylor's Eras Tour movie, the Taylor version of this movie that is going to be on Disney Plus. So even if you've seen the movie, they are putting on a slightly different version that will begin streaming on Disney Plus with some bonus songs on that. So they have figured out ways to make money upon money upon money with this thing, and all I can say is I would like their business manager, please. This is just absolute genius, in my opinion.
Taylor Swift is a worldwide celebrity of influence.
Thank you, Walter Jacobson. Now it's official. We'll get to some movie talk and an Oscar blooper with Dean Richards momentarily. And it is all sponsored by you think I wouldn't need the piece of paper anymore, by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
Minions of Swifties are willing and ready to help.
Easy, Walter, easy. Dean, my wife wanted to see Dune over the weekend, and then I told her what you said about forget about it if you haven't seen Dune 1.
Yep.
So we didn't go.
Yeah, the best response that I've gotten from people over the weekend are from people who read the original book by Frank Herbert, saw the first Dune movie that came out 3 years ago, or did like a doctoral thesis over the past couple of weeks preparing themselves to see a movie, which I contend you should not have to do homework before you go see a film. So they loved it. They, you know, people are telling me how much, you know, they're raving about it and, you know, trying to explain the nuances of the movie, and my eyes roll back into my head, you know, when it happens. But that said, there were plenty of those people that went to see the film. The movie is the first big blockbuster of the year. It took in $81 million over the weekend. That's compared to the number two movie of the weekend, the Bob Marley movie, One Love, that took in just under $2 million. So, pretty big difference. Yeah. It is the biggest movie opening since Taylor Swift's movie came out last year. It was twice the amount of money that they took in for the first Dune movie when it debuted 3 years ago. What a lot of people are telling me, even the ones that kind of fell where I did with it, that they liked the movie but didn't completely understand it, that they loved the epic nature of it, the bigness of it all, which is one of the things that I talked to one of the movie's stars, Josh Brolin, about.
We were in the desert. We were in the sand. It was hot. It was uncomfortable. We walked a lot in sand. We got in good shape. We couldn't help but get in good shape. I think that kind of lends to it.
So what's it like when you're out in the hot and the desert and the...
It sucks sometimes.
And all that. Do you find places on your body where you didn't know sand could exist?
Yeah. The crevices, the ultimate
beach experience, right?
It is. But I spent a lot of time on beaches. But I like being in the desert. You know, in the beginning, you have to let... It's like when you go to the beach and you get in your car afterwards, you make sure every grain of sand is off your foot, you know, before you get in, because you don't want to dirty your car. And then after a while, you just go, I don't care. That's where I got.
That's where I don't care.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's really good in the movie also. I loved his character. It's in theaters now. See it on as big a screen as you possibly can if you are going to go see it. I gave it a Dean's List A- when I reviewed it on Friday.
Sunday night is Oscar night. We'll be hearing a lot about Barbie, and now we're hearing about a Barbie concert tour.
Yeah,
aren't we?
Talk about they took a page out of the Taylor Swift, how much money can we get out of this one project rule book, yeah. And they figured out a way to make even more money now from the Barbie movie. What they're going to do is take the Barbie movie and tour it around the country this summer in concert form. It's going to be coming to concert venues around the country with a live orchestra of mostly women and majority women of color performers and musicians performing the score to the movie. So, you know, it's like going to Ravinia where they show a movie and a live orchestra plays the music from the film. That's what this is going to be like. And they just announced this morning that this is going to be coming to the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park on August the 8th. Pre-sales for this will begin to CityCard members tomorrow. General ticket sales will begin on Friday. So can't get enough of your Barbie. Here comes another.
The Academy has to recognize that movie Sunday night, don't you think?
Well, you know, there's going to be two performances of songs from the movies. So, you know, in that way, it's definitely going to be presented. Billie Eilish's song has been nominated for Best Song, and Ryan Gosling's I'm Just Ken He's actually going to perform it, you know, so it'll be that way. And I'm sure it's going to win, like, art direction. I don't expect it to win Best Picture. I don't expect, you know, any of the major awards. But it'll get, you know, for the costumes, for the, they have a hair and makeup category. It's possible that Barbie could win that way.
But we watch for the bloopers.
Definitely.
And the nonsense speeches. And we remember one from, has it been really 10 years since this happened?
Yeah, 10 years ago is when John Travolta stepped out on the stage. He was supposed to introduce Broadway star Idina Menzel, who was going to perform a song from the Academy Award-winning animated movie that year, Frozen. She was going to sing the song Let It Go. But instead of introducing Idina Menzel, it went a little differently.
Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented, one and only Adele Dazeem.
What the? I still cannot figure. It's not even remotely close to her name.
That's why you got to pre-read your copy.
Right. It's take a rule out of our DJ handbook. The earliest DJ handbooks, pre-read what you're supposed to say. Practice it over and over again. I don't know how he did that, but he did. And that was 10 years ago. Everyone has had a lot of fun at his expense. Idina Menzel has made fun of it over the years. And yesterday on TikTok, Idina Menzel went on there, and she had a little fun wishing Adele Dazeem a happy 10th birthday.
Hey, Adele Dazeem, it's Idina Menzel. I just want to say happy birthday. I'm sending you so much love and positive energy. I hope you have the best, best day. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Adele Dazeem. Happy birthday to you. Have a great one. Lots of love. Bye.
Let it go.
Yeah, so there you go. There you go. Happy birthday, Adele Dazeem. The Oscars are next Sunday night. We will. I'm hoping for some big gaffes. I'm hoping somebody gets punched. You know, a wardrobe malfunction. These are the things that I look for when I watch the show, because you don't have, so you don't have to. I'll have the full recap here on Monday morning.
And thank goodness it was before the internet and social media back in 1972 when I introduced an Ides of March song and mentioned their leader, Jim Peterik.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we've all had those.
So
we've all had those.
It doesn't live forever, though.
Yeah. Because not until you just brought it up again. It didn't.
Back in the 70s. Yeah, I guess so. All right. More tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
See you then.
And